Greetings from New York City, where if you listen closely, you might still hear some of the after parties following last night's SBJ Sports Business Awards. Good morning. It's Thursday, May 19th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Fanatics' expansion into seemingly every area of sports business over the past year culminated with CEO Michael Rubin taking home Sports Executive of the Year honors at the 15th Annual Sports Business Awards here in Manhattan. The UFC won League of the Year for the first time as the Endeavor-owned mixed martial arts organization delivered the best financial year in its 28-year history. The Tampa Bay Lightning won Team of the Year after seeing off-ice success in the past year mirror on-ice performance, with the franchise becoming the third team to win back-to-back Stanley Cups since 1998. And Wasserman took home two awards for Best Talent Representation of the Year and the Best in Agency Creativity and Innovation. For a complete rundown of all the winners and the behind-the-scenes festivities, head to sportsbusinessjournal.com. And thank you to the more than 1,100 sports business professionals who were in attendance at the event. It was a great celebration of people and the industry. The Canadian Football League and its Players Association have reached a tentative 7-year deal on a new CBA less than 96 hours after the strike began. The agreement still has to be ratified by both the league's Board of Governors and the players, but it is set to produce measurable gains for the players in several areas, including health and safety, revenue sharing, salary cap, and guaranteed contracts. The big question mark economically is how meaningful the revenue sharing formula will prove to be for the players and whether they will truly be able to share in any league prosperity. UFC is announcing that it will hold its first ever event in France, the culmination of a decade-long effort to get MMA legalized in the country. The event will take place on Saturday, September 3rd in Paris. No specific fights are being announced yet, but they are likely to feature several French fighters. The French Ministry of Sport recognized MMA in 2020, and UFC has built up a substantial fan base in the country over the years, with an estimated 4 million fans there and the second most social media followers of any European country. UFC Chief Operating Officer Lawrence Epstein told SBJ that the property got popular in France despite not being legal because the country has a long history with certain individual types of martial arts like judo. Golf's second major is here, and the PGA of America rolls into Southern Hills Country Club for the PGA Championship with 21 sponsors, and all of them have either some form of on-site activation and/or on-site hospitality planned for the event in Tulsa, reports our Thomas Leary and David Broughton. Cadillac, a PGA of America partner since 2019, is leading the way among brand partners with four offerings on-site. The official vehicle of the PGA will highlight its latest V-Series displays outside the PGA shop and the practice range, as well as its electric theater experience adjacent to the 13th hole, showcasing its all-new electric 2023 Lyric vehicle. Other brands with activations include Charles Schwab, title sponsoring a swing analysis. Chase Sapphire card members will have access to free shipping of their purchased merchandise from the PGA shop. And Michelob Ultra will promote a sweepstakes on PGA Championship digital and social channels, offering one winner and a guest a chance to play Southern Hills next Monday after the major. MLB.tv has set several records for streaming through the early part of this season. Fans have watched more than 2.8 billion minutes of live games on MLB.tv, the most watched 40-day period in the history of the platform. Total games watched are up 9% compared to the same period last season, setting another record. Information is based on data from opening day on April 7th through games played on May 16th. The three most watched days and three most watched games ever recorded on MLB.tv have all taken place this season. In total, MLB.tv had 9 of the top 10 most watched days in its history and 7 of the top 10 most watched games this season. The Russian F1 Grand Prix will not be replaced on this year's calendar after the race in Sochi was canceled in the wake of the invasion of Ukraine in February. The F1 season, which had been set to host a record 23 meetings, will now revert to 22 races. F1 had been looking at potential alternative venues to stand in for Russia, but concluded that the additional costs and burdens another race would have placed on teams and personnel were not warranted. The race was due to take place on September 25th, as the first leg of a triple header with Singapore and Japan. It is understood that Qatar, which hosted its first Grand Prix last year, and possibly a second race in Singapore were in contention to replace the Russian Grand Prix, but organizers have confirmed the schedule will be shortened by one race. Soccer Club Barcelona is seeking new sources of revenue to provide an economic injection before the close of the current financial year on June 30th, and the club is on the verge of selling a 49% stake in its retail arm, Barça Licensing and Merchandising, to a consortium formed by Fanatics and Invest Industrial for a sum that could exceed $210 million over 10 years. The club is also considering selling a stake in Barça Studios, with the audiovisual arm reportedly attracting interest from various companies that want to work with Barcelona to exploit the studio and maximize its value. No deal has been reached, but club execs believe they could sell stakes in both entities and generate more than $400 million. We'll close on a people note as Under Armour president and CEO Patrick Frisk is leaving the company on June 1st after a little more than 2 years at the helm. He also will leave the company's board of directors. The board has begun an internal and external search for his replacement. Under Armour COO Colin Brown will serve in those roles on an interim basis. Frisk joined Under Armour in 2017 and took over for company founder Kevin Plank as CEO in January of 2020. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.